Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
On the bottom of the Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "V'ikadomar holoti boyloch," that there is no shiloh whether an eid echod is nemon to be matter Yevamo to do yibum with her Yevam. That's pashut that he's mutter. Because the Gemara says, if she's mutter to be matter herself to do yibum, kol shekein an eid echod will be nemon. The whole shaila is an eid echod nemon to be matter her to marry l'shuk? If the eid echod comes along and says that her yavam died, or that her husband died, and then her son, which is matter her, to marry l'shuk, that the Gemara has a shaila is an eid echod nemon. But that's pashut to this man d'amar in the Gemara, to the Lishna Basra, that to be made, that she's mutter liabim, an eid echod is definitely nemon. As the Gemara says, that if she's nemon to be matter, an eid echod is definitely nemon to be matter. Tosfos explains that the difference between the Lishna Kamma and the Lishna Basra is the Lishna Kamma holds that her nemonus is stronger than the nemonus of an eid echod. Therefore, it's no raya from the fact that she can be made to be matter herself liabim, that an eid echod can also be matter her to do yibum. However, according to the Lishna Basra, the nemonus of an eid echod is actually stronger than her nemonus. Now, since the Gemara bases the nemonus of the eid echod to be matter to do yibum on the nemonus of the woman herself, in a case where the woman is not nemon to be matter herself to do yibum, namely where she says meis beno v'achakach meis bailo, she says her son died and then her husband died. We know she had a son and we know she had a husband, and we don't know who died first. The halacha is, as it says later on in the Masechta, that she's not nemon to be matter herself liibum by testifying that her son died first and then her husband. According to that, we have no raya in the case of an eid echod whether he'd be nemon or not. If the whole hechacha, if the entire proof that an eid echod is nemon to be matter her to yibum is based on her nemonus, so we make a kal v'chomer. If she's nemon, kol shekein an eid is nemon. In a case where she's not nemon, we have no raya that the eid will be nemon. So, Enochanami, that would taka be a suffix, whether she's mutter liibum, even according to the second lashon. The Gemara really could have asked that shaila, whether she's mutter liibum in such a case where the eid echod is made meis b'no v'achakach meis b'ayla. But the Gemara asked the shaila in a simpler way, in a case where the eid echod is being made, whether she's mutter l'shuk. That's one mahalach. And Tosfos, that really, that is also a suffix in the Gemara. However, Tosfos afterwards says a second mahalach, that avada, an eid echod, would be nemon, be matter liyabim, even in such a case, where he says, meis beno, v'achakach meis bailo, regardless of whether she would be nemon or not. Why? Tosfos explains, really, it's pasha that we can learn the same kal v'chomer, that if she's nemon, to be matter herself to do yibum, when she says her husband died, kol shekein an eid echod is nemon to say that she's mutter to do yibum, when he says that meis beno, v'achakach meis bailo. The whole reason Chazal don't believe her to say meis beno v'achakach meis bailo to be matter her to do yibum is because Chazal really wanted to just limit her nemonus. We're really not happy about being matter her to marry based on the nemonus of an eid echod and her daiko minsava. Just mishum iguna, we were makel to be saimach on an eid echod with her diuk. But that's only mishum iguna. However, to be matter her from the cheskas iser to the yavam, they're not going to believe her in such a case, to say that her son died first. Basically, Tosfos is saying that it's a chashash that Chazal were chashash not to believe her, to be matter her from the cheskas iser of Eishas Ach, in the case where she had a son. Ad kedei kach, they don't want to be meikel. But if there's an eid echod, it's made that Chazal didn't see fit to be machmer and not believe the eid. Because really, in principle, there's no reason not to believe him. There's really no reason not to believe her anymore in that case than a regular case where she says, meis baili, more matter her to be miyabim. It's just that Chazal say, in such a case, we don't want to be matter her, the cheskas iser v'eshesach. And eid echod doesn't have that svara, doesn't have that takonu where Chazal want to be machmer, and therefore, he's nemon. Now the Gemara does ask the shaila, according to the Lishna Basra, whether an eid echod is mutter to be matter her l'shuk. In that case, she's not nemon to be made to be matter her l'shuk. To be made that her yavam died, the yavama herself is not believed. And the Gemara shaila is again, are we saimach on an eid echod because it's a milsa da'avida l'gluyeh? Or do we say that the ikur heter is based on her daiko mitzvah, and since sometimes she hates the yovam, she won't be so careful, she won't be thorough in her diuk, and she'll come to be nichshal, and therefore we not seimach hanayid echod to matter her l'shuk. Now really it's the same shaila as before, whether we say the ikar namonis is based on the eid echod's kayach by Milsa David Lagluye, or the ikar namonis to be matter is based on the daiko mitzvah. The only difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra in this Shiloh is a very local svara. Do we say that because she's Merachmale, she may want to marry the Avam, she won't be Daiko Mitzvah? To which the Gemara proves that we don't say that. The question is, according to the Lishna Basra, because she may hate the Avam and not want to fall in front of him, Li'ibum, is that a reason to say that she's not Daiko Mitzvah? As Tysus explains, a woman who hates the Yovam is much more desperate to get out of his clutches than a woman who wants to be in the Siyavim. True, she may want to be in the Siyavim to him, but there are other men. Here, if she falls Libum in front of him and she can't get out, it's much more serious a situation for her, and therefore she's more likely not to be Daiko Mintziv, and she'll be much more prone to be Saimach HaNa Edus. That's not really true. But the Ikar Lamdus of the Shiloh and the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra are similar. Now regarding Gemara Shiloh, if an Eid Echad is Nemon to be made that she's Mutter L'Shuk, before we go into the Sugya, we really have to understand, what's the Gemara Shiloh Bechlal? Why shouldn't the Eid Echad be Nemon because of the regular din of Eid Echad Nemon be Yisur? Why do we have to come into Milsa David L'Gluye? Why do we have to come into Daiko Minsava without any of it? Eid Echad is Nemon be Yisur, why shouldn't an Eid Echad be Nemon? Now, really, yesh lachkar in the gedder of the isser of a yavama l'shuk. Is that davar shebe erva or not? If it would be a davar shebe erva, then it's very well understood why the eid echa won't be nemon unless it's a milsa david l'gluye. Rikiv Eger in tshuva kufchof dalad nemzan b'pshitus that yavama l'shuk is considered a din davar shebe erva, because if that weren't the case, like we asked, why in our Gemara is there a Shaila Bechlal? Eid Echad Nemon B'Yisurin. So it's Muchach that it's a Davar Shebe Erva. One may say that the reason the Gemara has a Suffolk, whether she's Mutter L'Shuk, based on the Eidus of an Eid Echad, is not because it's a Davar Shebe Erva. One may say it's because Eid Echad is not Nemon against the Chazakah, and here she's Becheskes Isher L'Shuk. Rabbi Kiv Eger says that can't be the case. First of all, according to the Ramban and many Rishonim, the halacha is that Eid Echad is Nemon against his chazik. Number two, at worst, it's a suffix. The Gemara blibes without a pshitus on daf peches amud aleph. So therefore, add together the suffix whether an Eid Echad is Nemon against an chazik, and the suffix of the Gemara over here, maybe an Eid Echad should be Nemon, because of the Milsa David L'Gluye, there's two reasons to be meikel. Therefore, Rav Eger extrapolates from the sugya that it's clearly a davar shebe erva, and that's why the Gemara is a shayla whether he's nemon only because of Milsa David L'Gluye. There's also Mefurshim Mordechai like that the Isra of Yivam L'Shuk is a davar shebe erva. Mordechai brings a raya to that from Shitas Rav that Kedushin are not toifis by Yivam L'Shuk. Now the Rebbe Yehuda in Chelek Avin Ezer Kamo Simon Nun Dalid Nemzon B'Pshitas just the opposite. The Isra Yavam L'Shuk is not an Isra Davar Shebe Erva. Why not? There's no Misa, there's no Karis. It's just the Chayvei Lavan. He brings the Mordechai in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza that it's considered a Davar Shebe Erva, and he argues on it. He brings a Raya from a Gemara in Masechta the Saita that Davar Shebe Erva was totally in whether she was Mizana if she's Asar. And since we hold, not like Rav Hamnuna, we hold Shemeras Yavam Shezinsa is not Asar to the Yavam, it's clear that it's not a din davar shebe erva. Now, according to the Neid Yehuda, that it's not considered davar shebe erva, we have to understand why does the Gemara have a suffix whether Eid Echad should be Nemon to Matar Yavam L'Shuk. The Chayr should work like every Eid Echad Nemon B'Yisurin. Now, the Marcheshes in Chelek Beis Simon Yud Dalid explains that according to the Neid Yehuda, the reason you have to come on to the Svara of Milsa David L'Gluye, and it's not enough to say that it's a regular halacha of Eid Echad Nemon B'Yisurin, one could theoretically answer that over here it's a case of Ischazik. And therefore, Eid Echad is not Nemon Negra is Chazik. And that's why he has to come on to the Sfar of Milsa David Lagui. However, the Marcheshus doesn't accept that. He says, according to many Shitas, even by Eschazik, an Eid Echad is Nemon, as we mentioned, the Raman holds like that. And even according to the Cholkim that hold that the Gemara ended off with a Suffolk, whether an Eid Echad is Nemon against a Cheskas Isser, still it's a tremendous Deichik to say that the entire Sugi over here is only going on one side of the Gemara, that an Eid Echad is not Nemon against the Eschazik. So therefore, the Marcheshes explains that really an Eid Echad should be Nemon in our Sugi. Even if it wasn't a Milsa David Lagluya, because Yivam Lashuk is a regular Isser, and Eid Echad is Nemon Bisurin. However, the call of Eid Echad Nemon Bisurin, according to the Ravash, is only when he's being made on an Isser that there's no two Chazakas against what he's being made. If there are two Chazakas have a din of a Rav, and therefore the Eid Echad won't be Nemon, even if it's not a Devar Sheberba, even if it's a regular Isser. In our sugya, there's both a cheskas iser l'shuk, and there's also a cheskas chai to the yavam. When the Eid Echad is being made that the yavam died, he's being made really against two chazakos. In such a case, according to the Chuvas Rivash, in Simen Shin Ayin Tes, an Eid Echad definitely won't be nemon to knock out two chazakos. That's why the Gemara has to come on to the svar of Milsa David Lagluy over here, and it's not enough just to say Eid Echad nemon b'isurin. Now, it's not comparable to the sugi in the beginning of the perek, where it's mochach in the sugi that if Eid Echad is neman b'isurin against the chazak yisura, that he'd be neman to be matar and eshes ish to marry la'alma, and we won't say this svara of an Eid Echad is being made against two chazakos, that he won't be neman because it's like he's being made against the roiv. So the Marchesha says it's not a comparison. Over there, the cheskas isra that she has la'alma is based on the cheskas chai of the baal. That's all considered one chazaka. However, over here, the cheskas isser she has l'shuk is really based on the isser eshes ish that she has from before. She started being osur l'shuk by the kedushin that she had from her first husband. The cheskas chai of the yobim is another chazaka. She was osur l'shuk already when she married her first husband. When he died, it just continued on because of the chiyuv for yibum or chalitza. But that Cheskas Isser really started long before we had to handle about the Cheskas Chai of the Yavam. Therefore, that's considered two Chazakos. If the Eid Echad is made that the Yavam died, which is matter, her to marry Lashuk, which really contradicts two Chazakos. First, the Cheskas Isser that she has Lashuk. And secondly, the Cheskas Chai of the Yavam, that has a din of an Eid Echad being made against the Roy, which according to the Shmaitz and the Pnei Yeshua, it won't work. That's why the Gemara has to come on to the Svara of Milsa David Legluye, and it's not enough to say Eid Echad Nemon Bisurin, because an our Gemara is being made against two Chazakas. Now the Marcheshes goes on to explain the Shitas HaRambam based on the Svara that he just said. The Rambam holds that not only is an Eid Echad Nemon to be made that the Yavam died, he's also Nemon to be made that her husband, who went Lundina Sayyam before he died, had a child over there. And therefore, this woman is Pater from Yibam Mar Chalitza. Her husband had Zera. Ravid argues, he says, how could an Eid Echad be Nemon for such a thing? Eid Echad is only Nemon by Milsa David Legluye. Who says that what her husband had a child in Medina Sayyam will be considered a Milsa David Legluye? That's why the Ravid says that if the Eid Echad was made that her husband had a child in Medina Sayyam, she's not going to be Mutar Lashuk based on that Eidus. In the Gemara over here, it says that he's only Nemon by a Milsa David Lagluye, and to have a child in Nina Sayyam is not going to be considered a Milsa David Lagluye. The Marcheshes wants to answer, the Rambam holds, of course in our sugi it needs to be a Milsa David Lagluye, that's because the aid is being made against two chazakas, as we mentioned, both of the Cheskas Isra of the Isha, Lashuk, and the Cheskas Chai of the Avam. However, when the Eid Echad is being made that the husband had a child with Nina Sayyam, and therefore she's Pater from Yibam Chalitza, he's not being made against two Chazakos. He's being made only against the Cheskas Isser of the Isha. Since that Eidus of the Eid Echad is not contradictory to two Chazakos, only to one, it will revert to the regular halach of Eid Echad Nemon Bisurin. We don't have to come on to the din of Milsa David Lagluye. The only reason in the sugi we have to go on to Milsa David Lagluye is because being made against two chazakos, in the case where he's saying that the husband had a child in the Nisayam, he's not going against two chazakos, he's only going against one chazaka, and therefore he'll be Nemon, like a regular case of Eidechot Nem Bisur. Getting back to the Gemara, Shiloh, whether an Eidechot is Nemon to Yimater her Lashuk, Rashi explains the Shiloh in two Eifanim. Either in a case where the Eidechot is made that the Yabam died, and therefore she's Mutter Lashuk, or in a case where the Eid says that the husband died first, and then his child died first, in which case she's Mutter Lashuk, because when the husband died, he had children. Now in the second case that Rashi says that the Gemara Shiloh is if a Eid is made that her husband died, and then her son died, which means that she's Mutter Lashuk, on that Tosfos asks the Kasha, what's the Gemara Shiloh b'chlal? There's a Mishnah in the Perek Ha'isha She'olcho that a woman is nemuch to say that her husband died and then her child died, which is Mater Her Lashuk. And according to the Gemara over here, that wherever she is Nemon, Kolshkin and Eidechot is Nemon, then an Eidechot should definitely be Nemon to say that her husband died and then her child died, which is Mater Her Lashuk. What's the Gemara Shiloh? So Tosfos answers, the reason she's believed when she says Meis Bailo Bachakach Meis Bana, that her husband died and then her child died, which is Mater Her Lashuk, that really is only because she has a migum. Theoretically, she could have come and said that her husband died. She didn't have to say a word about her child dying. So we believe her because she has a migum. She could have been quiet about her child at all. Since we would have been mad to her if she wouldn't have said a word about her child, we're going to believe her if she says that her child died after her husband. As far as we know, her child is still alive. So even if she's made that her child died, we're going to believe her that the child died after her husband and she's mutter to marry Lashuk. However, when an aide comes and is made that her husband died and then he's made her child died, they were more chashish that he's lying. It's possible he was hired to be made falsely. Either he wants to be mekalkel her, or maybe she won't be daik uminsiv. She won't be careful because she's going to rely on the aide. Therefore, Tosfos says we do not believe the aide when he's made Meis Baila V'achakach Meis Bino, her husband died, and then her child died, to be Mater Lashuk, because we're Chayshesh, that the aide's lying, or we're Chayshesh, she's not going to be careful. On the side of the Gemara, the aide Echot is not Nemon in such a case. She has a Migu, she didn't have to say anything. However, the aide doesn't have a Migu. The aide is Chayshesh, that if he doesn't say a word about the child, people will find out anyways, eventually, that the child died, and there'll be Chayker, they'll investigate to see who died first. So what the aide will do is, he'll be makdim et pnei hara, so to speak. He'll take the problem that he has head on and be made that the child died after the husband. In such a case, the aide will believe that people won't check out too much. They will rely on his testimony that the husband died first and then the child. If he doesn't mention the child's death at all, what will happen is when people find out, they'll already investigate who died first, and therefore his plan to be mekalkel this woman won't come to fruition. Therefore, we're chayshish on this side of the Gemara not to believe the aid, because maybe he's coming to mekalkel her either by somebody that hired him to do that or because he hates her. Or maybe she won't be daik uminsiva. Therefore, although the aidus of an aid echod is always stronger than the aidus of the ishuk, according to the ikka de amri that the Gemara is holding by now, still in this case, we have a chshash not to believe the aid echod when he says, meis baila v'achakach meis bano. And the woman herself is Neman because of a migu, not that she has Nemanos about this per se. Now the Rosh also asks Tosfos Kasha and answers Tosfos Teretz, but the Rosh takes it a bit further. The Rosh holds that in the case of Meis Bai Levachkach Meis Bano, where the Eidechot is made, that she's Mutter Lashuk, because her son died after her husband, the Rosh holds that he's definitely not going to be Neman. Now when we read Tosfos, all we understand from Tosfos is that such a case is nichlal, it's included in the Gemara Shiloh. And you can't say there's a raya from the fact that the Isha herself is Nemon when she says, Meis Baili V'achakach Meis Bani, that an Eid Echot will be Nemon in such a case, even though normally an Eid Echot is stronger than an Isha, because of Tosfos' Svara, that she has a Migu and the Eid doesn't have a Migu. But the Rosh says, because of the Svara, the Eid Echot is definitely not Nemon when he says, Meis Bailo V'achakach Meis Bana. He takes Tosfos' Svara to an extreme to say that he's definitely not Nemon. L'chayra, that's a Pella. All this is, L'chayra, a reason why we can't have a Raya from Isha that he should be Nemon Bevadai. But to say that this svara makes it that he's bevadei not neman, and it's not even a suffix, that l'chayr doesn't follow logically. Why would the Rosh argue on Taisus and say that an Ein Echod is not neman to say meis bayil v'achakech meis bana, even in the Gemara suffix, because he has no migu, so he has no migu, but how is he less neman? Why is he worse off than the other case of the Gemara Shaila where he says meis hayabam, where the Gemara is mesupik at this point in the sugya? Now the Marashal in Yamshal Shleima explains the Rosh's rationale, and the Prisha also writes like this, that since he spoke more than he had to, the Eid said meis bailo v'achakach meis bano. Who asked him to say that? All he had to say was meis bailo. Achakach meis bano is totally redundant. As far as we know, the son's alive. Why does he have to mention the son died, but it was after the death of the husband? Since he's already talking too much, we're chayshid that he's coming here to actually be mekalkal the isha. Therefore, the Rosh holds that this tzad where the Eid Echot says meis bailo v'achakach meis bano is not included in the suffix of the Gemara. Rather, he's bevadai, not neman. Now the Beis Halevi points out, according to that svara, it should come out that if everybody knew the child died, people just don't know whether the child died first or after the husband, in such a case where it's necessary for the aid to testify when the son died, in such a case, utaka would be included in the suffix of the Gemara. That's not redundant, and that's not already something that's going to be, cause us to be chayshid that he's lying and looking to makalkal the isha. However, the Beis Halevi proves not like this mahalach in the Rosh. He asks, the Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah that says, Amru lo meis bailech. They told her that her husband died, and then her son died, and she got married because she thought she was mutter l'shuk, and then they told her it was just the opposite, that her son died, and then her husband died, that she's osur l'shuk. She has to leave her husband, and her child is a mamzer, according to her Akiva. So the Gemara asks, why does she have to leave her husband? It's a trey utrei. If the Mishnah is talking about only two Eidim. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya that it's talking about even Eid Echod, and we see that an Eid Echod is Neman to matter her Lashuk. Now, according to the Rosh's understanding, that whenever the Eid says more than he has to, whenever he says something redundant, we're chayshid that he's obviously not being too straight, something's wrong with this picture, and therefore we're not going to believe him, how could the Gemara say that the Mishnah is talking about an Eid Echod? An Eid Echod can't be believed here because he spoke redundantly. All he had to say was meis baila. Why did he say meis bano? It's muchach, not like the Rosh's svara. Unless the Beis HaLevi says we are going to say in Ukimta that the Mishnah is talking about where the whole world knew already the son died, and the entire question was who died first, the husband or the son. So therefore, when the Eid says meis baila v'achakach meis bano, the husband died first and then the child died, that's not redundant, and that's why we believe him. However, the Beis HaLevi asks, if that's the case, why does the Rosh ask a kasha on Rashi, say the Rashi is also talking about where we know that both the husband died and the child died, and the question is just, who died first? Why does he argue on Rashi? He should say Rashi is talking about such a case where we know that it's not redundant because everybody knows both the husband and the child died, and the question is just who went first. The Beis HaLevi also asked another kasha on the Marshal and the Prisha. It's a new svara to say that when an Eid says something redundant, we assume, or at least for Chayshah, that he's lying, and therefore he's not Neman at all. It doesn't say that anywhere. So the Beis HaLevi explains Pshat and the Rosh entirely differently. Beis HaLevi explains that the Rosh understands, in our sugya, the entire Nemanus is based on being a Milsa David Leglui. An Eid Echad really shouldn't be Neman here, as we mentioned before, either because it's a Davar Shebe Erva, or there's Chazakis against what the Eid is being made. Therefore, we have to come onto Milsa David Leglui to give his Eidus credence. However, that only works by something that is eventually going to be known. When a person's made that somebody died, eventually everybody's going to find out whether the person died or not. So therefore, he's not going to lie. However, when an Eid is being made, who died first, the son or the father, that's not something that's necessarily going to be avidu ligluyeh. People just know that both died. People don't necessarily pay attention to who died first. Therefore, an Eid Echod won't be neman to say that meis bailo v'achakach meis bano, because it's not necessarily a milsa da'avida l'gluye. So the Beis HaLevi asks him himself, I, Rav Sheshes, brought a raya from the Mishnah, that an Eid Echod is neman to say meis bailo v'achakach meis bano. According to what we're saying, since it's not a milsa da'avida l'gluye, it should come out that according to everybody, an Eid Echod would not be neman to say meis bailo v'achakach meis bano. To that, the Beis Halevi answers that Enoch Hanami, Rishishis, who brings a raya from the Mishnah, doesn't hold like the Baal HaAbaya, like the one who asked the Shaila in the Gemara, that the only reason Neid Echad would be Nemun is because it's a Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye. Rav Sheshes holds that even without the Nemunus of Eid Echad being a Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye, there still will be Nemunus to the Eid Echad because Rav Sheshes holds that the Svara of Dilma Sanolei, that she hates the Yavam and therefore she won't be Daiko Minsva, isn't true. Rav Sheshes holds, not like the Baal HaBaya that is afraid that if we have to come into Daiko Minsva as the Ikar reason for the Heter to be Mater her Lashuk, we won't be Soymach on an Eid Echad because she's not really Daiko Minsva. She sometimes may hate her Yavam and therefore she won't be Daiko Minsva. And therefore the only way we could be Mamon an Eid Echad is based on the Svara of Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye. That's the Baal HaBaya. Rav Sheshes argues and he holds that the Svara of Dilma Sanolei, that she hates the Yavam sometimes and therefore won't be Daiko Minsva, is not a true Svara. Therefore, even if we say the Iker Heter of Nemanus of an Eid Echod by Eishes Ishes because of Daiko Minsva, that may work also by an Eid Echod that's matter her to marry Lashok. Because even in such a case, she'll be Daiko Minsva. Rav Sheshes does not bind himself to the Gemara's Svara in the Shaila, and therefore he brings a raya from the Mishnah that Eid Echad is Neman because of the Daiko Minseva, even though it's not a Milsa Da'avida L'Gluye. L'maisa the Yamshel Shleima says another Svara to explain the Rush that holds that if an Eid Echad says Meis Baila V'Achakach Meis B'No, he's definitely not Neman, and it's not included in the Gemara Shaila because in such a case where the Shaila is just who died first, there's no Daiko Minseva mitzad the Yavama. Daiko Minseva we find only to see whether the husband or the Yavam died. To see who died first, her husband or her son, on that we don't find a Daiko Minseva, and therefore the Rosh understood in this Mahalach that the Yamshel Shleima brings that an Eid Echad would definitely not be Neman because there's no Daiko Minseva. L'maisa the Marshal argues on the Rosh L'Halacha and he holds that the Gemara Shaila is going also on the case of an Eid Echad saying Meis Baila V'Achakach Meis B'No, not just on a case where he said the Yavam died. And therefore, according to most Rishonim, who paskin l'halacha, that an Eid Echad is Nemon, to say that Yavam L'Shuk is Mutter, the Eid Echad would be Nemon, even in a case where he's being made that Meis Baila V'Achakach Meis B'No. Now the Gemara brings a raya, as we mentioned before, from the Mishnah, where Eidim were made that she's Mutter L'Shuk, and then other Eidim came afterwards and said that she's also Lashuk, that she leaves her husband, and the Vlad is a Mamzer. According to Rabbi Akiva, that holds that a child of Yavam Lashuk is a Mamzer. Mora asks, if you need two Eidim to be Meid, in order to be Matar Lashuk, then it comes out that the Mishnah is a case of Trey Trey. Two Eidim were Matar her Lashuk, two Eidim assert her. Why do we say Teitze Vavlad Mamzer? She should be able to stay, because she has a right to be Seimach on the two Eidim that were Mater her. And why is the child of Vadi Mamzer? It should be a Suffolk Mamzer. It's a Trey Trey. Elomai, you see, it's an Eid Echad that was Mater her. And we say Teitze because two Eidim can undo the Eidus of an Eid Echad. So the Gemara answers no. Really, it was a case of Trey Trey. Two Eidim were Mater her Lashuk. And then another two Eidim came along and said she's Osir Lashuk. And the reason we say Teitze, Vahavlad Mamzer, and we don't say it's a Trey Trey, is because the second cat of Eidim, the second group of Eidim, they came to be made, that she's Osir, were Mazim, they did Hazama on the first two Eidim. They both said that the two Eidim that were made to be Matur, Imanu Hayisam, you were with us, the date that you said you were there to witness the death of the Yavam. Therefore, if they're Eidim Zayman, they're entirely not believed. And the second group of Eidim say that they know the Yavam is still alive. That's what it means when they say Chiluf Hadvarim. That was just the opposite, that the son died first and then the husband. So they were both Mazin the Eidim and Makrish the Eidim, and therefore the Yavam Lashuk has to be Yoytze Mibes Baila, she has to leave her husband's home, and her children are Mamzer. Now the Aruchliner points out a very interesting Ha'ara. There's a Machlaikis, the Rambam on the tour, what happens if Eidim were both Mazim and Makrish, another group of Eidim? According to the Rambam, there is just a din hakchasha. They don't have a din hazama. It stays a trey or trey. The gzeres hakatzav of hazama, where the second edim, the edim hamazimin, are entirely nemon, and they pass on the first group of edim, the edim zaymin, that's only when they were mazim alone. When they're makrish also, The Rambam holds that they have a din of Edom Mukhashim and not of Edom Zayman. According to the Rambam, in our Gemara, why does the Gemara say that Teitzei, because the second group is believed, and she has a din of Yivam Lashuk, L'chayrut should stay a tray, since there was both Hakchasha and Azoma. There's Azoma that they said Imanu Ha'isim, and there's Hakchasha that they said Chiluf Hadvarim. According to the Rambam Shita, it should stay a tray, He brings a ride from this Gemara to the tour that Edim, they were both Nizoim and Hukchash, they both had Azoma on them, and they had Hakchasha, have a din of Edim Zayman also, and therefore the second Edim alone are believed, and the first Edim have a din Zayman, they're not believed at all. And therefore, the Gemara says Teitzei and her children are Mamzerim. The Gemara's maskana is that there's machloikis whether an Eidechon is Nemon to Imater Yuvamo Lashuk. The Rif Paskins like Rava that we say at Kalachoymer, if an Eidechon is Mater her in Isser Karis, he for sure can be Mater her in Isser Lab of Yuvamo Lashuk. Now, what's the Isser Karis that we're talking about that Eidechon is Nemon? Rashi explains that it's talking about the Isser Karis of Eishes Ish. That if an Eidechon is Nemun to Yimater Isser of Eishes Ish, he's definitely going to be Nemun to Yimater the Isser of Yivam Lashuk. Now, Taisus doesn't accept that. Taisus says, what's the Raya from the Isser Karis of Eishes Ish? Over there, there's no Svara of Sanyule that she hates her husband, and therefore she won't be Medaik. Over here, the Shaila by Yivam Lashuk is not because we're not going to believe the Eid Echad, or because trust her if she's careful. We're Chayshah, she's not going to be careful, because she's Sanyule, because she hates the Yavam. So therefore, the Ri explains that the Isser Karis that we're talking about in the Gemara is the Isser Karis of Eishes Achiv. If an Eid Echad is made that her husband died and that she's Oileli Yibum, we say that the Eid Echad is Neman, and we're not Chayshah, that she's not Daiku Mitzvah, because she wants to be in the Siyabim to him. Rather, we say that together with the Namanos of the Eid Echad, we say that the Daiko Mintzava is enough to be Matur, or Kolshkein, that for an Isra Lav, we're going to be Saimach on an Eid Echad, even though there is some sort of Achshash that Sanyalein shouldn't be Daiko Mintzava. Now, the way the Nitziv explains Rabbah's Kalachoymer, we can understand that according to Rashi also, that the Gemara is coming to tell us, according to Rava, that Eid Echod is Nemon by Milsa David Lagluim of the Araisa, and that's the Iker Siba of the Heter. Not because of the Daiko Mintzava. The Iker Heter is because Rava holds that Medi Araisa, that Eid Echod is Nemon by Milsa David Lagluim, and therefore, we make a Kavachimer, if an Eid Echod is Nemon to be Matur, the Isra Karas of Eishes Ish, by Milsa David Lagluim, Kolshkein, he's Nemon to be Matur, the Isra Lava of Yivam Lashuk. We're only concerned about Merachmalei or Sanyalei in a case where we have to be Seimach on the Daiko Mintzava as the primary reason for a heter. If the Iker heter is because the Milsa David Ligluy is Nemun by an Eid Echod, then as long as there's a slight bit of Daiko Mintzava, that's enough. Which she has in both cases, whether she's going to be Oileli Yibum or if she's going to be Mutter Lashuk. Even if there are Svaras that the Daiko Mintzava is not the greatest because Sanyalei or Merachmalei, still, since the Iker Heter is because of the Nemanus of the Eid Echod by Milsa David Ligluye, the Eid Echod will be Nemon, together with a slight bit of Daiko Mintzava. We mentioned the Rif Paskins like Rava, that an Eid Echod is Nemon to Yimater her Lashuk. The Rosh Paskins like the Gemara's Dichoy, that there's no Kalachimer since it's possible it's Sanyalei and she won't be Daiko Mintzava, therefore there's no Raya from it's her chorus that's mutter through an Eid Echad, that Yivam Lashuk will also be mutter through an Eid Echad. Now, there are several different cases in the Gemara, and to summarize it, the Mesakim, what comes out of the Sugya, it should go like this. If she says that her husband died, she's Nemon to be matter herself, Liyibum. If an Eid Echad comes ahead and says her husband died, and she's Oilu Liyibum, according to the Lishna Kam in the Gemara, it's a suffix. According to the Lishna Basra, the Eid Echod is Nemun Kalvachimer from the Isha herself. The Lishna Basra understands that the Nemonis of an Eid Echod is stronger than the Nemonis of the Isha. Now, if she comes along and says that her Yavam died, she wants to be Matur herself, La'alma, she is not believed. An Eid Echod, according to the second Lishna in the Gemara, it's a suffix. And according to Rava, L'maskanas HaGemara, he's definitely Nemun Kalvachimer from Isser Kares. According to the dicho in the Gemara, there's no raya from there because there's no svara of sanyulai. And it's machlekes rishonim how we pask. If she says her son died and then her husband died, and she wants to matter herself to Yibum through that, she is not believed. As we mentioned from Taisvis, that Chazal didn't want to be matter at kidei kach that you might see her from Cheskas Isser Eshesach. And Eid Echod, who's made that according to one Mahalach and Taisvis, that's really the Suffolk in the Gemara in the second Lishna. According to the second Teretz in Taisvis, he's definitely Nemon, Kavuchaymer from Isha. If she's Nemon to say Meis Baili and she's matter herself Liibum, Kolshkin, he's Nemon to say Meis Benov, Achakach Meis Baila, and she's Mutter Liibum. If she comes along and says her husband died and then her son died and she wants to matter herself La'alma, there it's just the opposite. There, she is Nemon. And the reason she's Nemon, Taisus explains, because it's with Amigo. But an Eid Echod is clearly not Nemon because we're Chayshish that he's lying. According to Taisus, when we say he's not Nemon, it means he's not Nemon Bevadai, but Misafik, that's the Shaila in the Gemara, and it's totally in the Maskana whether we say an Eid Echod is Nemon to Yimater Anisha Lashuk. According to the Rosh, when we say he's not Nemon, it means he's entirely not Nemon, even in the Gemara's Havamina. That's not part of the Gemara's Safik. An Eid Echod is definitely not going to be Nemon to say Meis Bail of Achakach Meis Benoti, Yimater Her Lashuk. We explained a couple different Mahalchim. The Marshal and the Prisha understand that the reason there's no Havamina even, that an Eid Echod would be Nemon to say Meis Bail of Achakach Meis Benoti, Yimater Her Lashuk, is because since he didn't have to say Meis Benot, all he had to say is Meis Bailo. He's speaking extra words that are not really Negea. We have a reason to believe that he's trying to makalkal this woman. We mentioned the Beis HaLevi, says a different mahalach, since who died first is not in Milsa David Legluye, and the whole Nemonus of the Eid Echod is based on Milsa David Legluye, therefore he's not going to be Nemon, and the whole tzad in the Gemara that he's Nemon to be Matar Lashuk is when he says Meis Hayovam. But to say who died first, the son or the husband, that there's no Nemonus to an Eid Echod. The Gemara at the end of the Amud, right before the Mishnah, brings a drasha. The Isha Grusha Me Isha La Yikachu, that the Kohen may not marry a woman who got a get, who's only in this garish from her husband. He wasn't matter her to anybody else, even such a get, which is not really a valid get, hassles her to Kahuna. That's called Re'echa get, it's not a real get, but it's called Re'echa get, and that alone passes her to Kahuna. Most Rishonim learned that the din of Re'echa get, that passes her to Kahuna, is a din d'oraisa. However, the Rambam writes Mefurish that it's something that the Chachamim answered. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, Milchas Gerushin writes, someone who is Megarish is Ishta, he divorces his wife, and he writes in the get that she's Megurish from him, and she's not Mutter to anybody else, even though it's not a get, she's Pasla Kohuna Medivrayan. The Rambam writes, it's Midrabonan, and he brings this to Rasha. Says, V'isha Grusha Me'isha, Amr Chachamim. The Chachamim said, even if she was only Nisgarish, she was only divorced from her husband, and she's not Mutter to anybody else. And the Rambam writes again, "V'zeu re'ach haget she'poisel b'kahuna midivreim." This is re'ach haget, which passes to kahuna midrabbanan. The Magid Mishnah, amongst many mefarshim, asks Akash on the Rambam, "L'chayr it's mefurish in daf pei beis and with beis in gittin that the din of re'ach haget is midiraisa, not midrabbanan." The Rebbe Lezer learns from this halacha of re'ach haget that if a man divorces his wife but doesn't matter her to anybody else, that it passes her to kahuna. Rebbe Lezer learns from there that if a man is Megarish his wife, and he leaves a shiur. He says to a certain person, she's not mutter, the get is considered a get. Just as we find the halacha of Re'echa get, that if a man divorces his wife and doesn't matter it to anybody else, it's considered a get, to pasul her l'kahuna. Obviously, Rebbe Lezer learns that the halacha of Re'echa get is midiraisa. And even the chachamim that argue, only argue because Isser kahuna shayni. It's a special halacha by kahuna, and that's why it's considered a get to asa her l'kahuna. But it's mashmetz midiraisa, because if it was only midirabana, the chacham should answer. We don't learn from the halacha of re'echa get, because it's midirabana. L'chayr it's mochach from the sugi in Gittin that the din of re'echa get is midiraisa, and the Rambam l'chayr is very shver. Magid Mishnah wants to answer that really the chacham holds only midirabana, and they could have answered the din of re'echa get is only midirabana, but they're saying according to Yura Belezer that holds this midiraisa, we still can answer that kuhuna is shiny. But we really in truth hold this midirabana. He has another mahalach to say when the Gemara over there says Isser Kahuna Shaini, that the Chachamim argue on Rebbe Lezer because it's something for Kahuna and Kahuna has different laws. The Chachamim mean to say that it's Midrabanan. Since it's Kahuna and we're Machmer by Kehanim, the Chachamim were Machmer. But Both Terusim of the Makad Mishnah understand that the Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Lezer hold that it's Midrabanan. L'maisa, the Magid Mishnah writes at the end of the Deichik, it's Takeshver, these Terutzim, the Kushizu Tzricha li Talmud l'das Rabbeinu, this Kashis Sarachin according to the Rambam. On the bottom of Daf Sadik Talar Maralov, the Mishnah talks about Misha Holcha Ishtar l'mdina Sayam, a man whose wife went to Mdina Sayam, let's give them names to make things easier. Ruvain's wife, Leah, went to Mdina Sayam. They told Ruvain that Leah died, so Ruvain went ahead and married Leah's sister, Rachel. Achos ishto is mutter after one's wife dies. And it turns out that the Edom were mistaken and Leah was still alive. So in contrast to the Isser of Eishes Ish, who married Shlai Kedin that she may not return to her husband, here, although Ruvain married Rachel, Achos ishto is Shlai Kedin, he may still take back Leah. As the Gemara explains in Daf Sag, like, hey, there's a drasha, Oysa shchivasa israsa, she can become Osir by being Mezana, Ve'en shchivasa choysa israsa, there's a drasha, Oysa is memayit, that if a man lives with Achos Ishtai, it does not answer his wife onto him. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara starts out right away, Va'afagav the Ozel Ishtai v'gisei l'mdina sayam, even though what happened was not that just Leah, Reuven's wife, went l'mdina sayam and he married Rachel. The Gemara understands the Mishnah is talking about a case where Leah went with her brother-in-law, Shimon, the husband of Rachel, her sister, to Mdina Sayam. That means Reuven's wife and brother-in-law. Reuven's wife Leah and brother-in-law Shimon, who married Rachel, Leah's sister, went to Mdina Sayam. Edom came and said they died. And Reuven went ahead and married Rachel. So Rachel was really usher to him before that for two reasons. First of all, she's Eishes Ish to Shimon. And secondly, she's Achos Ishtoi because she's Leah's sister. Now Rachel cannot go back to her husband. She's a regular Eishes Ish that married Shlai Kedin, that she's usher to her husband. Yet Leah is mutter to go back to Reuven. As we said before, we learn from the drasha of Oysa. I think Mora says it's a chiddush. Although Rachel is usher to Shimon, we don't say that since Reuven's marriage to Rachel asks her on Shimon, we're going to say that Leah becomes usher to Reuven. We don't say that. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Now the Ritva explains what the chiddush is. What's the havamina to say that just because Rachel is usher to Shimon, Leah should be usher to Reuven also? What's the havamina to say that? So the Ritva explains, it's not that there's a migu. Migu that's chal and iser on Rachel, there should be chal and iser on Leah. That doesn't apply here. The Ritva explains what I would think is, why is Rachel Asher to Shimon? Because she's an Eishes Ish that married Shlai Kedin. It says in the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek that if a man married an Eishes Ish Shlai Kedin, he has to give her a get. So here too I would think that Reuven has to give Rachel a get. What's going to happen afterwards? If Reuven gives Rachel a get, he can't take back Leah because she looks like Achos Grushase, the sister of a wife that he divorced. That would be Asher. Kamash Malon, that we don't say that he has to give a get, and Rachel is Asher to Shimon even without a get from Reuven, and therefore Reuven is allowed to stay with Leah. Now the Ritva explains, why doesn't Reuven have to write a get to Rachel, which would thus cause an Isser to Leah to come back to Reuven? So the Ritva explains, because why do we normally make the Bayal, the second husband, write a get to the wife that he married Shlai Kedin? Because people will say, Girzev and Asazai, we're Chayshish, that people will say the first husband divorced her, the second one married her, and now if she leaves his house without a get, people will think, Eishes Ish Yaitze B'lai Get. However, in this case, that's not applicable. Since Rachel was Reuven's sister-in-law, he was usher to marry her anyways, nobody's going to say that Girzev, that Shimon was Megarisher and Reuven married her, and therefore Reuven has to write her a get. Because if he doesn't, people are going to say, an Eishes Ish Yaitze B'lai Get. Nobody will think that she's an Eishes Ish to Reuven. She couldn't marry Reuven. Kedushin weren't Typhus. She's the wife of Reuven's sister. Therefore, the Chachamim weren't Machmer to make Reuven write a get because there's no real chashash of Shema Yomru, Girzev and Asazeh. Nobody will think Reuven married her Kedin because she's Achos Ishtai. Therefore, Rachel is Asher to Shimon even without a get. And since Reuven doesn't have to write a get to Rachel, what happens is Leah will not appear as Achos Grushase, and therefore Leah is Mutter to come back to Reuven. Now when we explained the Mishnah, we explained it as a case where Leah, the wife of Reuven, went with Mdina Sayam. Reuven heard she died and married Rachel. The halacha is that Rachel does not forbid Leah on her husband, and Leah may return to Reuven. The Gemara already understood that the Mishnah is talking about even a more complicated case. The Mishnah is talking about where Rachel is married, and her husband Shimon and Leah both went with Mdina Sayam. And Reuven and Rachel heard that Leah and Shimon died. And even in such a case, the Gemara understands that Leah is mutter to her husband, even though there'd be the Havamina, that Leah should be usher just like Rachel. And Tosfos asks, where did the Gemara see that in the Mishnah? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about only a case where we said simply Leah went Lamina Sayam and Rachel was a Pnuya, not married, and she married Reuven. Where do we see that even in a case where Rachel was an Ashes Ish and she's Taka usher to Shimon, are we still matter Leah to Reuven? So Tosfos says, don't say that we know that the Mishnah is talking about even a case where Rachel is an Ashes Ish, because if not, what else is the Chiddush? What's the Havamina to say that Leah would be usher to her husband if it's not because of this svara that if Rachel's usher to Shimon, Leah should be usher to Reuven also? That can't be, because you see there's a pasuk that Chazal darshan, Oysa shchivasa israsa, v'ein shchivas achoysa israsa, she only becomes usher if she is mezana when she's an Ashes Ish. But a woman can't become usher to her husband by znus of her sister with her husband. So you see there's a pasuk that has a havmina to asur Leah to Reuven if he was mezana with Rachel. That's why the pasuk has to be memayet and say that Leah is mutter to Reuven, even though he was mezana with Rachel. So it can't be that the Gemara knew the Mishnah is talking about a case where Rachel is actually an Ashes Ish also, because if not, what's the chiddush? You see the pasuk holds it's a chiddush. That's why we need a pasuk to be memayet. So how does the Gemara know that the Mishnah is talking about this complicated case where Rachel is also an Ashes Ish and not the simple understanding of the Mishnah that Rachel is a Pnuya, and the Mishnah is coming to tell us that Rachel, being mezana with Reuven, doesn't aser Leah, his wife, on him. So Tosfos says the Gemara knew that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Rachel is an Ashes Ish from the fact that Rabbi Yossi argues, and he writes, Kol she poisel ayidei acherim, poisel ayidei atzma. He's talking about clearly a case where Rachel is an Ashes Ish, and the question is, if he asked Rachel onto Shimon, does Leah become asher to him? Also, as the Gemara explains in that Tzadik Hay. Now Tosfos continues, and he says, what's the case in our Gemara that Reuven relied on the Edim to be matter to take Rachel, his Achais Ishtoi, and an Ashes Ish? Now Rashi writes, it's talking about an Eid Echod. Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara, writes that Uba Eid Echod, V'omar Loi, an Eid Echod came and said that his wife died. This Eid Echod told Rachel that her husband died. Now Rashi L'chair is very shver. The whole halacha that Eid Echod is Nemun is only to be matter in Ashes Ish. It's not going to be matter the Isra of Achais Isha. The Isra of Achais Isha L'chair is a Davar Sheba Erva. And therefore, to be matter the Isra of Achais Isha, we need two Eidim. So Tosfos says the case that the Gemara is talking about, that Reuven relied on Edim to marry Rachel, who is both an Ashes Ish and a Achais Ishtoi, is a case where two Edim were made that his wife Leah died. Therefore, through the two Edim, the Isra of Achais Ishtoi on Rachel becomes Mutter. And an Eid Echod was made on Shimon that he died, so therefore she's not an Ashes Ish based on the Edim of Eid Echod, which is Nemun, as we're learning throughout the entire parak. And Tosfos explains, because if it was two Eidim that were made that Shimon died, then Rachel would be mutter to go back to Shimon also. According to Shitas Reb Shimon, that learns that if two Eidim are made that a husband died, we say Mayhav Olal Mevad, and she's mutter to go back to her husband. So therefore Tosfos says it's talking about this interesting case where two Eidim were made on Leah's death, thus making Rachel not a Achis Ishtai anymore, and one Eid was made on Shimon's death, thus making Rachel not an Ashes Ish anymore. Tosfos says, an Inami could be talking about that there were actually two Edim that were made on Shimon's death, and it's going according to the Chachomim that hold that even if two Edim were made on a woman's husband that he died, and she went ahead and married Shalai Kedin, because Edim were not saying the truth, that she has the crosses of Tetzim Mizeh Mizeh, like the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, and we don't say, may have a little Mebed, what could she have done? And according to that Shita, we could say that both the Edus on Leah dying and the Eidus on Shimon dying were done by two Eidim. Now Rashi clearly didn't want to learn like that Shita, that if she married based on two Eidim, that Teitzi Mizeh Mizeh. Therefore Rashi learned that our sugi is talking about an Eid Echod was made and not two Eidim. Rashi also felt it's a daichik to say that regarding the Eidus on Shimon's death, it was one Eid. And regarding the death of Leah, Ashes Reuven, there were two Eidim. Therefore Rashi learned that everything is talking about Eidus of one Eid. And the Beis Yosef of Simon Tesvav Taka understands Rashi to be Chaylik on Tosfos, and an Eid Echod can be Nemun to be Meid, that a man's wife died to be Matar him to marry her sister. The Beis Shmuel is upset at that. He understands that Rashi had to say it's talking about a case of Eid Echod, because Rashi is going with the Shita that if there are two Eidim, there's no Knas of Teitzim Mizeh O Mizeh. and he held us a doichik, as we said, to say Tosis's case. There was an eid echad on Shimon's death and two eidim on Leah's death. Therefore, Rashi says the Gemara is talking about the eidus on both Leah and Shimon was done through an eid echad. Not that Alpidin it was mutter for Reuven to rely on an eid echad to matter Rachel's isser of Achais Isha. The case was that he went ahead and it was over Venosa. He married Shloikedin. But there's no raya from this Rashi, according to the Beis Shmuel, that one is mutter to marry Achais Ishtoi based on an eid echad being made that his wife died. And the sort of the Beis Shmuel is Poshet. The only reason we're mater and Eishes Ish to marry based on the eidus of an eid echad because of the igun that this woman will have. Mishum iguna akilu barabonon. She won't be able to marry anybody else unless we're mater her to say that she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. However, for a man to be usher to marry his wife's sister doesn't make a case of igun. He can marry any other woman that he wants. Therefore, there's no svar to say that an eid echad will be ne'emon the matter the isra of a chayis isha. It's a mefurish Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchas Ibum Halach Yud Aleph that a man is not ne'emon to say that his wife died in order to matter him to marry her sister. Ad she'idu beiz eidim shemesa achayisa. Until two eidim are made that this woman's sister died, because the only reason we're matter an eid echad, the Rambam writes, mishamatara siguna. Only because of igun, if there's no case of achshash igun, we won't be saimach an eid echad to be matter an isra like this. Now, Tzvi Hirsch Meisels, in his Kuntres Takonon Sagunus, Ois Kufla Menches, wants to explain that Rashi is also made to Tosis and the Rambam that an eid echad is not nemon to be matter the isra of achshash ishta. Rashi is talking about a case where when the eid echad was made that his wife died, he wasn't made yet at that point that Shimon, Rachel's husband, died. Therefore, there was no nafkamina in the Eidus regarding Davar Sheba'erva because Rachel was going to be usher to him anyways because she's an Eishes Ish. Therefore, if when he was made, it didn't have a din of Davar Sheba'erva because there was no nafkamina lahalocha to be matter Rachel, Eishes Shimon, once the Eid Echad was made and we had no reason not to believe him because he wasn't being made on Davar Sheba'erva, he was being made for whatever other reason. So at that point it becomes a schazik that Leah died, and therefore later on when Shimon died and Rachel loses her status of Eishes Ish also, we can rely on the Eidus that the Eid Echad was made at the point where it didn't have a din Davar Sheba'erva because there was no ramification lahalacha. Rachel was going to be usher anyways, since at the point he was made, it wasn't the Davar Sheba'erva. Now that it does have a nafkamina for Davar Sheba'erva, we can retroactively rely on the Eidus that he was made then, when it did not have a din Davar Sheba'erva, because there was no nafkamina anyways. However, it's a bit dachuk to say that Rashi is talking about only in such an okimto. The Birkas Avraham wants to say a svara, why we're not going to call Eidus on Achais Ishtoi, a din Davar Sheba'erva. He wants to say, according to the svara of the Shev Shmaitza that we mentioned in Daf Peches, that the reason when a woman is made that she's not a nida anymore, it's not considered an eid echad against ischazik because she wasn't ischazik to see dam forever. Eventually, she's going to stop. It's an eidus on an isra that was only supposed to be for a limited time. Because everyone wants to say we can apply that svara here also, since the isra of achois isha is only as long as his wife is alive. Once she dies, there's no Isser. So when he's being made that Leah, Reuven's wife, died, he's not being made against the Cheskas Isser of a Davar Sheba'erva. He's being made that the Davar Sheba'erva stopped, as it was meant to originally, on the Tzad, that Leah would die. Therefore, if you hold that for a Davar Sheba'erva to have the status of Davar Sheba'erva, that the Eid Echad is not Nemon, it has to be Ischazik Isura, as we mentioned, such a Shita, Shitas Marik, on Daf Peches, so one can explain that when an Eid Echad is made that a woman died to matir Achois Ishtoi to the husband, it's not an Eidos against the Cheskas Isser. The whole Isser was only a temporary Isser, so to speak. And since the Shmaitza says an Isser that only has a finite amount of time is not considered a Isser that creates a Cheskas Isser, an Eid Echad would be Nemon, therefore an Eid Echad would be Nemon to say that the wife died, and therefore Achois Ishtoi is mutter. However, the Berakas Avraham writes, according to the Shitas that hold, that to make something in Davar Sheba'erva, it does not need to be a case of Cheskas Isser, so definitely an Eirechor would not be nemun to be made that a woman died in order to be matir the Achois Ishtoi to the husband. Now the Beis Shmuel continues, and this Sif Katan Simon Tesov Sif Katan Chof, that according to what he wrote, an Eirechor is not going to be nemun. Therefore, nowadays, so we have Cherem Derbeinu Gershom, that a man may not marry a second wife until he gives a get to his first wife. If an Eirechor comes along and says that Reuven's wife died, Reuven may not go ahead and marry based on the Eidus of an Eirechor. It's the Cheskas Isur of the Cherem Derbeinu Gershom. He may not remarry without two Eidim being made that his wife died. However, many Achronim argue on this Beis Shmuel. Pnei Moshe understands that Cherem Derbeinu Gershom nowadays is definitely only Midrabanon, and therefore an Eirechor is nemun by Inus Midrabanon even if it's Chazek. The Nadi Yehuda and the Erech Shai Paskin the same. And the Korban Nisanel, in our Perek, Ois Reish, argues with the Beis Shmuel and says that, of course, in a case where there's an Eirechor that's made, that the wife died, Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't Masakin Pas or the husband. The Sefer Chain Toiv on Eben Ezra Simon Yud Zayin writes several Svaris to be Matir, the Isra of Cherem with Rabbeinu Gershom through an Eirechor. First of all, it's a Shita that holds that Eirechor is Nemon against this Chazak Yisura. Secondly, here it's only Isra Drabanon. Thirdly, it's a Melta David Legluye. And fourthly, it's Shaykh Igon also, for the husband not to be able to remarry. However, regarding the Svar, if it's a Davar Sheba'erva, we find the Machlaikas Achroinim, the Pesach Abayis holds, that it does have a Din Davar Sheba'erva, according to the Divrei Eliezer. It doesn't have a Din Davar Sheba'erva. Therefore, there's a Machlaikas, Hapaiskim, whether an Eirechod is Nemon, Timatir Yisro Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom. It seems for most of the Paiskim, though, that an Eirechod would be Nemon to be Matir. As one sees from the Pischei Tshuva and Simon Aleph, Eben Ezra, Sif Katan Yud Daled, that he brings Tanya to Yehuda, and the Beis Ephraim, and the Shos Yankov, amongst other Paiskim, were Michael. To rely on an Eirechor, Timatir Isra, Cherem, Derbeinu Gershom, based on several of the Svaris that we mentioned before. Now the Gemara continues by bringing Shittas Rabbi Akiva, that holds, if a man married Achois Ishtai, that he has to give her a get. The reason is, people will say that the first marriage that Reuven had with his wife Leah were Kedushin on a Tanai. The Tanai was not upheld, and therefore the Kedushin weren't Chal. When he marries Rachel, then Leah's sister, people will think he married her Kedin, and if he divorces her, he has to give her a get, because we don't want people thinking that an Eishes Ish can leave her husband's house without a get. Once he has to give Rachel a get, Leah can't come back to Reuven, because people will think that he's marrying Achais Gerushasai. Now the Gemara explains that's only when he was Mekadesh Leah. If he made Nisun with Leah, then there's no chashash that if he married Rachel because he thought Leah died, and then Leah came back, in such a case, he does not have to give Rachel a get, because ain't an Ibn Nisuin. Nobody will believe that his marriage to Leah was contingent on a Tanai. Therefore, everybody will understand that it was a mistake, and therefore the marriage that he had with Rachel was Shalei Kedin, and he does not have to give Rachel a get. However, if he was just Mekadesh Leah, if it was just Kiddushin, where it is possible there was a Tanai, and then Leah went Lamdina Sayam, and Reuven went ahead and married Rachel based on an Eidus that Leah died, in such a case, Rachel needs a get. As we mentioned before, Shittas Rabbi Akiva is people will be Chayshish that the marriage to Rachel was indeed Kedin, because the Kiddushin to Leah, people will assume, was based on a Tanai, which wasn't upheld. And therefore, he has to give Rachel a get. And once he has to give Rachel a get, Leah cannot return to Reuven, because people will think that he's marrying Achais Grushasai. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Kigain Shekidish is Isha, he was Mekadish Leah, and Leah went to Lamdina Sayam, and he heard that Leah died. Omad Venosas Achaisa, he went ahead and married Rachel, Leah's sister. People will think that the Kiddushin he had with Leah was a Tanai, and therefore the Kiddushin were in Chal, and he married Rachel Kedin, as we mentioned. The Rav Pa'olim in Chelik Dalad of Eben Ezra Simon Beis writes, the Lashon of the Gemara that V'nosa Asachaisa, that he married Rachel, it's mashma that he has to actually do Nisuin, that's Lav Davka. Even if he was just Mekadesh Rachel, people will find it necessary to be Metaretz why he did the Kiddushin, because to be Mekadesh a woman who is an Erva on him is also an Isser. It's not the same Isser as actually doing a Bia, but the Chinuch HaMitzvah Reish Vav and the Sefer Yoreim and Simon Reish Yud Vav comes out from the Smag like that also. The Isser is not just doing a Bia with an Erva, but also there's a Avera in being Mekadosh and Erva. Since there's an Avera in being Mekadosh and Erva, people will assume that the reason there was no Avera and what Reuven did by being Mekadosh Rachel is because there was a Tanai in the Kedushay Leia, and therefore, the Chshas that we mentioned before, that it's going to look like he's taking back Achayis Kedushasai, will be in effect, and therefore, even if he wasn't Naisei Rachel, he just made Kedushin with Rachel, that's enough of a reason to Aser Leia, because people are going to think that the Kedushin was done beheter, because Kedushay Leo was an Al B'tnai, which wasn't Mekuyim, and therefore he was allowed to Mekadosh Rachel, and therefore he has to Megarish Rachel, and therefore if he takes Leo back, she's going to look like a Chayis Kedushasai. The Halacha, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, because the Gemara says that the Mishnah does work with Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah that says that she doesn't need to get by a Chayis Ishtoi, and therefore Leo is mutter to go back to Reuven, because it's talking about Leo as Nesua to him, and therefore when he married Rachel, people will realize that was a mistake, because no one's going to say that his marriage to Leah was based on a Tanai, because Ein Tanai ben Nisuin, there are two Mahalchim to understand that in Taisus either, because Ein Adam Moistah Bilas and Bilas Nus, no man is masking that his Bia should be a Bias Nus, therefore he was Meichel on any Tanai that he had with Leah. Another Mahalach is, it's not the Derech for people to be Makbid, even if they made a Tanai, once they make Nisuin, they live together, generally the husband's Mavater on the Tanai. So therefore, no one will think that the marriage to Leah was B'tnai, and everybody will understand that when he married Rachel, it was a mistake, and therefore, he doesn't have to give Rachel a get, and therefore, Leah's mutter to go back, because she won't look like an Achayis Grushasai. However, Rabbi Akiva is talking about a case where he just was Mekadesh Leah. He didn't actually make Nisuin, therefore, the Svara of Ein Tanai B'Nisuin doesn't apply. People will therefore think that when Reuven went ahead and married Rachel, it was Kedin, because the Kedushin that he had with Leah really weren't Chal, because it was based on a Tanai. And therefore he's going to have to give a get to Rachel to be Mater her La'almo. Once he has to give a get to Rachel, Leah is also to Reuven, because she looks like Sechayis Grushasai. Again, that's how the Rambam paskins, and in Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezra Simon Tesvav Siv Chazayin is paskin Shitz Reb Akiva as well. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha, if the Mishnah works in tandem with Rabbi Akiva, so let the Mishnah mention a case of Chamoise, where a man married his mother-in-law after he heard his wife died. According to Rabbi Akiva, Chamoise lachar misa, his mother-in-law after the death of his wife, is mutter. So why doesn't the Mishnah say that in a case where a man married his mother-in-law, Shleikadin, based on Eidus that made a mistake that his wife died, that his wife may return to her husband? The Gemara answers, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who darshens from the pasuk, ba'esh yisrifu oisai ve'eshen, the chiv shreifa on a man who makes a bia with his mother-in-law is only if they're both alive, the wife and the mother-in-law, which means that if the wife died, there is no chiv shreifa. The pasuk is only mamayit from shreifa. Me'isura mimiatakra, the pasuk was a mamayit from isra, there's still an isra intact. There's just no chiv shreifa. Now, according to Taisvis, when the Gemara says, Meisura mimiyat rachmana, did the pasuk be memayit and isur also? Taisus explains that there is the lav and there's a chiyuv karas also. The only thing the Torah was memayit from is a chiyuv sreifa. In a case where a man's wife dies and he married his mother-in-law, shtaka pater from sreifa. However, there's still a chiyuv lav and there's a chiyuv karas. However, the Taisus is ishanim, and really it's Shitas Rashi and Sanhedrin and many other ishanim, hold that the Torah was entirely memayit from the parsha of Arayis, a mother-in-law after the wife died, according to Rabbi Akiva. The entire Isra is based on the pasuk of Ur Sheichevim Chesanta. It's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavai by the Klalis that were to be said in Har Evel. There's a new pasuk that's Mechadish in Isra of being Mezana with one's mother-in-law even after the death of his wife. But the miyut that Rabbi Akiva brings from Oisaiva Esen, that's a mayit, the mother-in-law after the death of his wife, entirely is a mayit, the Isra of Chamoise lachar misa from the Parsha of Arayas. There's a famous kasha from the Kabo de Kishyosa, the Chalkas Yoyev's Kuntras of Kashas that he has in the back of a Sefer Chalkas Yoyev. The Kabo de Kishyosa asks, according to the Shitas, that there's no Isser Kores by Chamoise lachar misa, why does the Gemara say in Daf Yitzayin Amud Beis that Shemeres Yobim Shemesa, Asr Be'ima, that if a woman falls Li'ibum and then she dies, it's forbidden for the potential Yavam to marry the mother of his Shemeres Yavam, because we say Yesh Zika and she's considered like an Erva.
it's mefur in the sugya and daf lama. The Ramban says mefurish over there that the din of yesh zika that we asher the kreivos of zkukasai to the yavam is only when the kreivos have a din erva mamish. If it's not mamish din erva, there's no din of yesh zika, and Chazal did not asher the yavam to marry such a kreiva. There's also mefurish Yerushalmi like that, that the Chazal were only geyser yesh zika to aser kreivos zukukasai only if it has a din erva. According to that Yerushalmi and according to that Ramban, which is really based on a mefurish Gemara and Daf Lamed, from the fact that we aser the shemeres yavam's mother to marry the yavam, we see that chamos la'achar misa has a din erva, because if it didn't have a din erva, according to the rule that we mentioned before, that there's no din yesh zika to aser a kreiva on the yavam, unless it has a din erva, shemeres yavam shemesa should be mutter to marry the mother. And why does the Gemara say it's usher to marry the mother? Eloma, there's a raya from that halacha that a yavam may not marry the mother of his shemeres yavam shemesa. There's a raya to shita that tosis that chamos la'achar misa is only memuit from sreifa and not from the lavan koris, and she has a din erva like every other erva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.